This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Quick heads up, that Iserman press conference today, 2 o'clock, will be carried live right here on 97.1 The Ticket, their season-ending press conference. I'm sure someone will ask about the Larkin comments, the general direction, missing the playoffs, and I'm very curious to see what Iserman has to say later today.
Yeah, same here. A lot of questions.
All right.
See if he sets any expectations.
I hope to someday maybe make the playoffs soon.
Yes.
The Pistons are in the playoffs, and their season could end tonight, John. How do you think this plays out? Is it over after losing two straight at home? Are you going to hold out hope?
I'm holding out hope that they are able to win a game, that we do get a game six back at the LCA. I don't know how likely it is, but I don't know that there's any Pistons fans that are going to say no, they have zero chance.
Every game has been competitive in this series.
Unless you're Stoney.
Well, he said Knicks in five, and he's staring down the
barrel.
Exactly. The receipts of that one. Every game has been competitive. Every single one of them. It would not shock me if the Pistons won the game tonight. Then you get game six at home, and then the whole series is on the line. But in doing that, you'd have to win three straight in the series. And while I said Pistons in seven, it's not how I thought it was going to go down, John. I think the odds are no longer in their favor. I think we can say that much.
Yes.
If they're going to go down, I'd like them to go down swinging tonight. And I don't mean literally. Something I'd love to see from the Pistons is more Asar Thompson. And this is going to be a little bit dependent on how it's officiated, because he can pick up fouls in bunches. But their best lineups, and there's so much data out there now, I'm not going to bore people with it, but the Pistons' best lineups feature Asar Thompson. As bad as he is in the half court, as poor a shooter as he is, as much as he hurts some of their spacing, this team runs in transition, and it starts on defense. And Brunson has had a much tougher time when Asar is in the game. I'd like to see more than 30 minutes of Asar Thompson in this game. Play statistically your best lineups, lean on your defense, look for transition, live with the fact that he's not a great shooter. I get it. Half court, you're going to really struggle, and that's probably why this team isn't going to go on a deep run. Well, but I'd like to see him go down playing the young guy too, because then at least you see how far away you truly are. I don't need to see a combination of Schroeder, Beasley, and Hardaway all out there at the same time.
With Asar Thompson, at some point you're going to be stuck in the half court.
Yeah.
And it becomes a liability. But on the flip side, if you see a little bit more of him and you get a little bit more transition, a little bit more fast break because of the defense that he plays, and maybe a little bit less Jalen Brunson, now, I mean, there's that fine line between being able to create something because you do something special defensively versus being limited offensively. And I mean, it's another six fouls that you get to use against Jalen Brunson. It's another, you know, it's just another way to harass him. It doesn't do anything against, you know, about having Karl Anthony Towns. But when you're trying to just make something happen for one night, and that's all they've got to think about right now, one night,
Extend the series, find a way
to get a win. Take care of game six if that becomes a possibility. But if you don't take care of tonight, then it's all said. It's all done.
So the NBA the playoff lineups that are the best net rating, the Pistons have one of the best playoff lineups this postseason. It's Cade, Tim Hardaway Jr., Asar Thompson, Tobias Harris, and Jalen Duren. They're a plus 19.2 in net rating. That is the fifth best of any playoff team. That lineup should play a lot, and specifically in crunch time. And if you win...
Of the other four, is there a Knicks combination
there?
No,
there's not. There's a Pacer, Clipper, Cav, and oddly enough, the Timberwolves have a lineup that has actually been the best of any lineup in the postseason. If you win this game, does Stewart play game six? The crowd's going to be ready game six. Can you get to game six?
Yeah.
And again, the question will be, can this team close? They've had fourth quarter leads in three of the four games in this series. It would suggest that it is there for them every night they show up. And if the light bulb goes off and they do close out one of these games, you're getting closer and closer and closer to a Knicks meltdown. But I want to make sure we say this. The Knicks meltdown I thought was going to happen has not happened. And Karl Anthony Towns deserves a ton of credit for that.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Same with Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
But the equation may be, hey, you got to find a way to get up in that third quarter, go into the fourth quarter, and then you see a little bit more Asar Thompson, because what's been the one thing in all of these losses that have really cost them? It's been losing those leads. So if you can find a way to harass Jalen Brunson at the end of the game, if you can find a way to play better defensively, again, some point you're going to be stuck in the half court and there's a liability. And it's when do you want to pull those triggers? This is the can we call it the Asar Thompson chaos? The pitching chaos we have with the Tigers. There's going to need to be some lineup chaos for JB in when to use him, when not to use him, and the mixing and matching of the lineups.
Yeah, I think Bickerstaff's done a great job. We made the case for him to win Coach of the Year. The turnaround, it doesn't happen without his leadership and his guidance. The biggest criticism I would have of him, though, would be these closeouts without Asar. And it goes back to the end of the regular season where they would not have this guy out there to close games. And it's a pick your poison. I get it. Offensively, he can stand in the corner and no one respects him. I mean, he'll airball corner threes.
Yeah.
So not ideal. Him and Duren on the floor at the same time, neither of them can make a shot outside the paint. The world starts to collapse on you in the half court because it's Cade staring down a clogged paint all over again. But the trade-off is I'm getting stops, I'm hanging in, I can get a transition bucket, and you'd still look for mismatches. Where is Brunson? Hunt Brunson. He's going to be on the floor in the fourth quarter, and maybe it's ugly, it's rugged, it's not a recipe to win an NBA championship, but is it a recipe to extend the series by a game, get Isaiah Stewart back in the mix and keep fighting? Yeah. I mean, but if you ask the question, is the series over? No, the series is not over. The
series is not over, but I'm curious as to what people will be watching tonight. Are you tuned in or are you tuned out?
Oh, well, we know you're going to be watching Reese Olsen.
Okay. That's what I'm doing. But this is, if you don't believe that they've got a chance to win tonight, if you don't believe that they can extend it to a sixth game, why would you watch? And I'm just curious where people are.
Yeah, we can ask it.
Are you willing to watch and make yourself vulnerable tonight knowing that the season could be over?
Texter says basketball equals ZZZZZZZ, putting him to sleep.
Yeah.
And the season, I mean, maybe in his eyes, already over. Didn't start if you're not a basketball fan. You're excited with the Tigers and the Astros. I know where your focus is going to be tonight.
Well, and I mean, if you were listening to, Dan before the game in the pregame, there was an energy when they got to whatever they call the, they've renamed the park there in Houston.
It's
I don't know.
Minute Maid anymore.
No,
it's something else.
Dakin Field?
Is that what it is? Yeah, I think that's what he said. Anyway, you can't forget about what happened last year in the postseason. You can't forget about the history that AJ, I think there's still motivation for AJ to get wins there. Not that he's not as motivated to win against other teams, but this one is unique. This one's special. And I do think we will see something, a continuation of what we saw from Reese Olsen when we were down at the ballpark last Wednesday.
He was really good, and he can build on it tonight. Dakin Park is what it's called. And Dakin is an air conditioning company, to bring us full circle with the way we started the show today.
And we're back where we began.
58 degrees tonight at the ballpark. 248-539-9797. Two grand slam coming up after Heather's news. It's next, 97.1.
A personal injury of any sorts is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Feminino. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Feminino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Before the two grand slam, Heather with the news.
Oh, yeah. So a Detroit woman has been charged in connection to a crash that killed two people last Friday. A man and a woman were actually sitting at a bus stop in Detroit when a woman driving an SUV lost control, crashed into them, and then her SUV also went and hit another vehicle that was parked at a nearby gas station. The woman, Deja Berry, has been charged with two counts of reckless driving causing death and two counts of driving while license suspended, revoked, or denied causing death. She was arraigned on Monday, given a $50,000 bond with a GPS tether and house arrest. Her attorney said that she doesn't remember what happened and may have had a seizure. Said she did know she wasn't supposed to be behind the wheel. Obviously, well, sounds like she had a suspended license, but also a medical condition. Anyway, she faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted as charged. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2025 has been announced. It was announced on American Idol this week, and one of the 13 inductees is Detroit's own The White Stripes, which is pretty cool. Other inductees in the performers category, I didn't realize there was categories, but there is, include Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, let's see, what else do we got? Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, and Soundgarden. Then obviously there's more because that's only in one specific category. Yeah. But anyway, the White Stripes, they made their live debut in August of 1997 at a Detroit bar. They officially broke up in 2011, but obviously they served up six studio albums and several hit songs. So congrats to them. They will actually be the 22nd Detroit artist or group inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And that induction ceremony will take place on November 8th in L.A., and it will be streamed live on Disney Plus, so you can all watch.
And they've authored one college football game kickoff anthem.
The dates for the Detroit Lions rookie minicamp have been set. So Lions rookies will be reporting to the team's weekend rookie minicamp from May 9th through the 11th. At the facility there in Allen Park. And then the veterans will report for their first OTA offseason workout on May 28th. That will go through the 30th. And then mandatory minicamp will be held June 10th through the 12th.
Cool. Let's
go. Right around the corner, yes. Baby.
It really is. I mean, it's right there.
Uh-huh.
So close. How exciting.
Can't wait to get to the fall camp. Let's go.
The person responsible for dumping those kittens at the Detroit gas station earlier this month is now facing charges. He's been found, a 25-year-old guy, Brandon Little of Redford, facing one count of killing or torturing animals and one count of abandoning two or three animals. He was seen on surveillance video throwing these kittens out of his moving vehicle, running one of them over, obviously killing it before he fled the scene. I wouldn't even watch the video. The description was enough for me, but he was arraigned on April 27th, given a $25,000 bond. He will be charged soon. Let's see. Dozens of people got their hands on roughly $300,000 after bags of cash flew out of an armored truck in Chicago.
What?
We've heard these stories before. It has happened, but it's very rare. According to police, people were spotted removing money from the scene and then fleeing the area on foot and in vehicles after the back doors of a Brinks home security truck just randomly opened last Tuesday. Three bags of money fell onto the road, and between 50 to 100 people got away with $300,000. I'm sure they're being advised to return it all to the police station. Will they?
No.
Probably not. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I feel like money that comes out of a vehicle like this is all marked. Is that true?
I don't know. I've never robbed a bank, Heather.
Me neither. But I feel like you'd be caught using it. Maybe not. Maybe if you just use the cash.
Not all money is marked.
I know.
Do you think
I
these bills would be but I feel traceable?
Like, maybe not. I have no idea. In my head, I would be too nervous to use it. If I was one that stole it, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to be caught the second I go and pay. I'd be like, here's a 20. Like, please, please don't get me. I don't know. I'd be too scared to use the money if I stole it because that's how I think that I would.
You just got to launder it first.
You got to find a way to launder it. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I just have to up your game.
That's what I would do. Hey, if you're single and you are looking for a new potential partner, you may want to steer clear of these states because they've just been named the states with the most cheaters.
Oh.
Yes. Thankfully, if you're here in Michigan, you're going to be okay if you stick with other Michiganders.
Are we low on the list?
We didn't. Yes, we did not make the top 10. That's the only that's the only list I have. Okay. So that's
any guesses?
Good.
Yeah. States?
Any guesses on for number one?
Now, this is based off of people searching for apps like the Ashley Madison app. Oh, okay. So so they're secretive cheaters.
California?
Say New York?
No.
Florida?
No. No.
Texas?
No. Colorado, number one. Followed by North Dakota.
Well, you're going to hide somewhere.
New Hampshire, Illinois, not too far away, so be careful
Midwest.
There. Nebraska, Montana, Washington, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and then New York.
Okay.
Hmm. So the all the top ones are places that you could go to disappear.
Kind of. Yeah.
Kind of or in the mountains or remote areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Finally, the Washington Nationals held one of those Bark at the Park nights. Which are fun. I know the Tigers do it. They held it last Friday night.
But is this?
But they also held it during a fireworks night, which, as you can imagine, didn't go over so well. So the team shared a warning on the video board, basically saying that the fireworks are going to start in 20 minutes. So if you or your furried friend is nervous about the loud noises, please get out as fast as possible. Well, people took to social media to say there was not enough time. 20 minutes was not enough time to get me and my dog out of the park safely. And like people were saying, they saw one dog that was so scared slip out of their harness, run into traffic. Like dogs were almost near death because of the fireworks.
This is a terrible idea. How does this get passed? Like they talked promo before the season. Nobody flagged this. Hey, let's not do the dog night on the Friday night so we do fireworks.
Yeah.
Bring your dog on Saturday.
But yeah.
People love doing that though.
They do. I've done it before. It's a fun night. John, it is. It's fun.
It seems like
John
so
doesn't
much
love his
work.
Pets the way that we do, Heather. You
it's
know
so
this.
Much work.
No, it's really not. It was fun. I mean, I've done a couple Bark at the Parks, and it's been fun every time I've done it. So anyway.
It's time for the two grand slam.
It is. Well, boys, this is a day we're going to give away some money, I hope. We'll see how it goes. Our contestant is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Seems easy. But it is not. Every question they get correct, they'll get $25. And if they can get through all of them and answer correctly, they'll go home with $2,000.
Our contestant this morning, Kathy in Pleasant Ridge. Kathy, good morning.
Kathy, are you there?
I'm there. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Woohoo! You're already a winner in my book, Kathy.
You know what? I get that a lot. It's my wedding week, so I figured I had a call.
I love it.
All right. Where are you getting married?
In Toledo. I'm a Michigan fan, John. Michigan fan.
So. Why would you? I mean, is it still legal in the state of Ohio?
Stop.
It's recognized?
It is. My better half went to that school down south, so we don't talk about it.
I think I at least need to give you the disclaimer. Please make sure you're making the right decision, and please be careful.
I'm trying.
Congratulations,
Kathy.
All right, Kathy, if you don't know one, pass, and if there's enough time, we'll get back to it. Are you ready to play?
I am ready. This is for you, Stoney.
Here we go. Jalen Brunson played at this college.
Pass.
The Jacksonville Jaguars drafted this player number 2 overall last Thursday.
Pass.
What is the capital of Florida?
Tallahassee.
This team drafted Colston Loveland.
Jacksonville.
This team drafted Colston Loveland last Thursday.
Loveland went to the Bears.
This interstate is also known as Ford Freeway in Detroit.
Ford is, not 12, pass.
Who are the Celtics currently playing in the first round of the NBA playoffs?
Pacers.
This hip-hop duo had the 2000 hit Miss Jackson.
Sorry, I am for real. I don't know, Pam.
The 2026 NFL draft will be held in this city.
Pittsburgh.
Who played Dr. Evil in Austin Powers?
Oh, God, this is probably the worst showing of my life.
But we never played before, Kathy, have you?
No, never.
It's technically
you have nothing to compare
best.
It to. Yeah,
it's the best
exactly.
and the worst all at the same time. Yes. So we got you with three.
Yes. Okay. Okay, listen, that's $75 to go on a honeymoon.
There you go. Yes. Yeah, don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah, I'll try not to.
It'll go a long ways down in Toledo, I could tell you that. Where are you going on your honeymoon, do you know?
Right now, the Glass City. Besides Toledo, probably back up here to Michigan and then to work, you know.
Yes.
Kathy, it's okay to admit that you have played before. This is the Kathy. This is lower the bar by one, Kathy.
Oh, it is the Kathy.
I'll hide my identity here.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
How many did you get last time?
I think 8.
Kathy, Kathy, you only had 3 this time.
Okay, so it is your worst showing.
I
get it.
I'm aware that 3 is less than 8.
You're letting down women everywhere, Kathy.
I didn't realize you were the Kathy.
What did you just say?
I said she's letting down women everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Stoney was right all along.
What?
Kathy,
what?
I apologize for the person. He's sitting in the same seat as Stoney, and it must be
Well, she gave
contagious.
The shout-out. She wanted to prove, hey, the girl's got this one. This is for you, Stoney, and then you only got 3, Kathy. Like,
She's the only female that has the guts to call. Like, good for you,
thank
Kathy.
You,
like,
thank
what?
You.
Yes.
Heather's the only one who gets me.
I do.
Kathy, we'll put you on hold. We'll get you $75, and we'll go through the questions.
Thank you, Kathy. Have a great day at school.
Jalen Brunson played at?
Villanova.
The Jaguars drafted who
Travis
number 2?
Hunter.
Capital of Florida. She got it right the first time. Yes. Tallahassee, first answer is what we accept. Colston Loveland was drafted by the Bears, so she got a couple
Bears.
Right there. Yep. Interstate known as Ford Freeway in Detroit.
This is 94.
The Celtics are currently not playing the Pacers, but...
The Magic.
Yep. Hip-hop duo that had the 2000 hit, Miss Jackson.
She knew it.
Yeah.
She gave a little song.
Yeah.
She sang a little bit.
Outcast.
2026 NFL draft is held in Pittsburgh. That was the third question. We read the question, who played Dr. Evil in Austin Powers?
That's Mike Myers. So we got $75, and that comes courtesy of Femininity Law. We thank them for sponsoring the Tuesday 2 Grand Slam.
Your next chance to win, Thursday, 7:25. It's 97.1. Astros would come back, win 8-5. Dan Dickerson on the call. Play again tonight. 8-10, Reese Olson on the bump. We know that's where John's going to be focused. You got the Pistons facing elimination. And at 2 o'clock later today, Steve Yzerman speaks. We'll carry the press conference live right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Brad Holmes will join us this morning at 9 o'clock.
Can't wait to talk to Brad, get his take on the draft in this offseason, preparation for a Super Bowl run.
Before we get back into the Lions, a few ticket techs reacting to our 2 Grand Slam. One word, brutal. Texter says she got lucky with 3. And if Kathy was Carl, it would have been 7 or 8, signed Stoney. Worst 2 Grand Slam ever.
No, not the worst.
We've had people get 0. We've had people hang up mid-contest.
On third question.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not the worst.
I agree with your sentiment. We want more women to call in and compete.
Yes. Come on. She's the only female that has ever called in to play the 2 Grand Slam. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was her either right off the bat. I couldn't remember her name.
Are out there listening, so you could do better than 3.
Sure.
Win the whole thing.
Could. It's always a chance.
That's why I didn't like it. She did make it about, yeah, I'm going to get this one. Okay.
Of course, you got to be confident. You can't go and be like, I don't know if I'm going to get any.
But she made it about, I'm going to do this for the women because I'm going to prove we can.
But she is doing it for the women because she's the only woman that's ever called in. So if you can do better than her, call in. Or if you can't do better, but you just want to try, call in. Come on. Don't bash her.
We bash everybody. Everybody gets criticized around here. It's all fair game.
Yeah. But we didn't sit there and say to the guy that hung up, you let all men down. Whereas
if you call in,
you drop that one.
If you call in, if you call in saying I'm gonna bear the flag for all men, and you get a three, we'd make fun of you.
Yes, we would, but you're not letting down a whole gender.
All right, John. The draft. We spent a lot of time talking about the Lions yesterday, and we like what they did. Take a look at this division and size it up right now. What did you make of everybody else, and who's the biggest threat? And we'll throw that out to people as well, but I'm just where you stand today. Who is the biggest threat in this division?
So are we talking entire offseason or just after the draft?
Because, what do you want to do?
Well, let's do the entire offseason because it changes the game for Chicago because of what they've done the entire offseason. Obviously, they hired Ben Johnson. They went out in free agency, and they revamped their offensive line. And now the question I have for them is, the biggest question they had on their offensive line after free agency was not right tackle. It was Braxton Jones at left tackle. Now they've got, because they signed, they drafted Darnell Wright last year, 10th pick of the first round. This year they went Ozzie Trapio high in the draft. And one of them is going to have to, I would think, be penciled in at left tackle. Don't know which one that's going to be because Braxton Jones was the weak link last year,
right?
And they traded for Joe Tooney, they signed Drew Dahlman, and they traded for Jonah Jackson. I think they have done the most this offseason to make their team better. Now, is there going to be an adjustment period with new coach, new play caller, new offense? All new expectations, all of those different things. I think there is going to be an adjustment period. I think the team that has done the most this offseason to become a bigger threat to me is it's the Minnesota Vikings. That's going to be a badass offensive line for Minnesota. And when you look at that team, I know, new quarterback, but I think it's probably, I don't know if it's going to be an upgrade this year. I think through the course of his career, JJ is going to be greater than who was the cat that was there? I'm drawing a blank.
Sam Darnold.
Yes. Can't believe I draw a blank.
How could you forget? Red zone maestro, Sam Darnold.
Yes. But when you look at, everything that has happened for the Minnesota Vikings, and yeah, they clearly came up short last year, especially at the end of the season, but they went out and signed Will Freeze. 5-year, $88 million. They upgraded at center, Ryan Kelly. Defensive line, Jonathan Allen. He's not a game breaker, but I think for the depth of that offense or that defensive line, Javon Hargrave, older but experienced. He's kind of their DJ Reader of that group. I think this is going to be a team that is primed to take a step. Will they take a step over the Lions? I don't know, but I think they're the biggest threat.
I would say it's the Packers. One team you didn't mention in there. And it's some of it's process of elimination. I think the Bears have had the busiest offseason. I think the Bears have done the most to try to play like the Lions, but they're a poor man's Lions team, right? They want to build the O-line. They think they just drafted their Sam Laporta and Colston Loveland. And Ben Johnson has said that there's a JMO comp to Luther Burden. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to build the Lions, but they don't have Penei Sewell. They don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're not going to have that overnight. So it's not the Bears. And with Minnesota, their quarterback right now is a rookie. So I look process of elimination and think it's still Green Bay. And they gave another toy, another weapon for Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. And Golden's a player we discussed as a game breaker. If he's a true number one, they haven't had a number one. They're good defense. They run the ball. Yeah, and I think Love's the most dangerous quarterback of the bunch right now. Right now, I know Caleb could turn into something more dangerous down the line, but today I would say it's the Packers.
I think giving Jordan Love more weapons. I think you could. Jared Goff's a better quarterback than Jordan Love. Jordan Love's a little bit more mobile. There's no question about that. I think there's probably just about 31 quarterbacks that are more mobile than Jared Goff. But he is a quarterback that needs a lot of weapons around him. He is also a quarterback that is going to need protection. They drafted Anthony Belton, and I think they're going to try and find a really good place for him. I don't know that he plays left tackle for him, but he's a guy that will make that offensive line eventually better. He's going to need protection. I just don't know if they have enough protection for him to be as good as, or to be as comfortable in the pocket to be good, if that makes sense.
As you canvass the division, look at the draft most recently, but throw the whole offseason in there too. The rosters are mostly set at this point. You know, outside of a vet that may be added down the line or, you know, between now and training camp, your roster is what the roster is. The Lions are the reigning NFC North champs two times over. Who's the biggest threat from the group? 248-539-9797. I'll say the Packers. You'll say the Vikings. I know the Bears are very buzzy. Someone wants to make a case for them. Yeah. Breathing down our neck, you can go ahead and do that as well.
And I mentioned the offensive line for the Minnesota Vikings. Just think of the skill set that they have in wide receivers. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor. You've got guys that can make plays all over the field. We know about TJ Hockenson. And that running game with Aaron Jones behind that offensive line. The best thing for a young quarterback is to be able to hand the ball off and know that you can get 3-4 yards, that you could pick up first downs, that you could keep the chains moving as you continue to develop as a passer.
Phone calls, ticket text, we'll get to all of it as the hour wraps. Top of the hour, 8:02. An emergency cookie jar based on a hot internet debate. Even the Lions players were weighing in on this thing. It's stupid. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It's why we're doing the cookie jar. One topic early this week. It's 97.1.
Hey guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
We asked you guys, biggest threat in the North following the draft. Rosters are mostly set. Maybe a vet added between now and training camp or the start of the season, but the rosters are what they are. John, you said the Vikings. I said the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
We said, hey, maybe someone wants to make a case for the Bears. They're trying to do this Lions 2.0 thing. You hire Ben Johnson, you draft your version of Sam Laporta and their version of J-Mo. They beefed up the offensive line in free agency. No one's made the case for the Bears yet. A texter does want to know, will Ben Johnson be the play caller? I believe he has said that he will.
Yes, he's calling plays.
Yeah, he said that. As much as John will refuse to admit it, the Vikings have the worst quarterback in the North. They are not a threat.
I didn't say they had the best quarterback.
Would you say they have the worst?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would. The least proven, for sure. We have no idea what JJ is going to be as a starting quarterback. But what I said was, behind that offensive line, what is a quarterback's best friend? Be able to hand the ball off to Aaron Jones and run the football. And I know Kevin O'Connell loves to run the ball, loves play action. What type of offense was JJ in college? A play action. Now, he didn't throw the ball a lot, but he also didn't have weapons like Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor, TJ Hockenson. I mean, he had, you know, some good tight ends. But can I make the case
the Packers have the better ground game with Jacobs?
A better running back, but not a better offensive line, which makes it really hard to run.
You guys need to consider strength of schedule. Green Bay, third place, easier path. They will be better than Minnesota. Slightly. I mean, they're going to play a lot of the same opponents, but slightly easier schedule. Costa, you were saying the Vikings have a rookie quarterback, but don't forget Washington had a rookie quarterback too and knocked the Lions out of the first round. Don't underestimate a rookie quarterback, you bum.
Okay.
You want to draw the difference between a Heisman Trophy winner and Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy?
Big difference. Jaden Daniels did something that was extremely rare. The only reason I think JJ has a chance to have not a season like Jaden Daniels had, but a good season next year and maybe contend for what the Lions are doing. One is the schedule. Yeah, sure. Their schedule is not going to be quite what the Lions is, but the weapons that I just talked about. And they, Kevin O'Connell, that organization understands that they don't have a proven quarterback. And so what have they done? They've beefed up the offensive line. They've been able to continue to have weapons around a very young, unproven quarterback.
JJ could turn out to be a really good player. I think he's got physical traits that make sense, but I don't think out of the box his first season is something that I'm willing to concede makes them the biggest threat.
No, and what did we say? Out of the quarterbacks in last year's draft, he was the one that was going to need the most time to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he got a couple of reps in the preseason before he got hurt, and then he was actually able to sit there and learn the NFL game. He wasn't forced into playing at all last year, and he got a chance to see what an offense looks like that can score some points and win a lot of games.
Ticket Texture says the Packers are the answer to this question. They're always the team that you get nervous to play come playoff team, and it seems like they're making steps to improve, even if they are small steps.
I'm just not that worried about Jordan Love. I don't think he's consistent enough. There are games, we saw it here on Thanksgiving a couple of years ago, where, yeah, he can go off. And if you give him another weapon, a speed weapon like a Matthew Golden, does that make them better? Absolutely it does. It was the first time they've drafted a wide receiver in the first round since, what, 2002? And not that Matthew Golden is going to be the secret to their success. He's still a rookie wide receiver.
Has O'Connell won a playoff game yet? I know LaFleur has.
No, I don't think he has.
Right. And I think we've seen the Flores defense get exposed against higher-level quarterbacks, including Jared Goff. I mean, every time they play that defense, we hear about disguise and blitzes, and they're coming for you. And good quarterbacks and good offenses diagnose it, and they punish you. Oh, you're going to vacate that area? Sweet. We're going to target it. We're going to get the ball in space to playmakers.
And good offenses have what? A good offensive line, and they're able to pick up some of those blitzes, give their quarterback a little bit more time.
So I think you could answer this question by just, who do you think is a better head coach, O'Connell or LaFleur?
Well, O'Connell's the reigning coach of the year, so that's where you'd go, but LaFleur's won a playoff game.
Yeah, so O'Connell's win percentage 3 years as a head coach is .667. LaFleur's is .670. And when you put those two together, it's pretty incredible what the Lions have done the last couple of years.
Has LaFleur won a playoff game without a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Yeah, they beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's why we got the extra game.
Yeah, now, O'Connell made Sam Darnold look good. I mean, how much does he get for that? And then LaFleur has gone through a massive quarterback change that a lot of coaches don't survive in this league. So that's why I think the Bears face such an uphill battle. Like Ben Johnson or not, eventually, if you think he's going to be successful, but he's going up against some really good head coaches.
Oh, and there's no question. And a feather in the cap for Kevin O'Connell is what he was able to do with Sam Darnold. A feather in the cap of Matt LaFleur is when Jordan Love was out, they brought in Malik Willis, and he had, what, 7 days, 8 days to prepare, and he won all the games that he started.
Last two seasons, the Lions have not lost to Minnesota, 4-0. Last two seasons, the Lions have lost to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
And Green Bay has won a playoff game. I just think it's Green Bay. I think for a number of reasons, it's the Green Bay Packers. In a lot of ways, you could argue Minnesota is a product of last place schedule. Right, they flipped the last play schedule, won a couple extra games doing that two of the last three seasons.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I mean, when they play the best of the best, how do they look? They lose.
Not so good, yeah.
The Lions are one of the best, if not the, but one of. I think the Packers are the bigger threat.
But we're also talking about the changes that are coming to these teams. And I know it's a step back, even though Sam Darnold, I don't think, is a world beater at quarterback. Nobody believes that. But the experience that he has as being in the NFL for 7-8 years does trump a rookie quarterback that still needs time to develop.
And JJ's such an unknown. I mean, not only has not played in the NFL, but his limited passing at college, the reason I have faith in that JJ can actually be decent and every bit as good as Darnold last year is because of their head coach. Like, they're willing to ride with him. This is going to be O'Connell's third different quarterback in 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years ago, it was obviously they started off with Cousins, but then it was four different quarterbacks in that season.
Oh, yeah, they had the dude that travels all over the place, and that new guy. Yeah. Yeah. What's his name? The Josh
Johnson?
No.
No. Josh has played for every team in the NFL. Has.
I can see him, and I can't name him. Played with the Niners a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Josh Dobbs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can bald picture him, too. Yeah, bald guy. Yep.
That's why Tom relates to him.
Exactly. We align.
Got to stick together. All right, 8 o'clock hour. We are going to get some Pistons stuff in the mix. They're playing tonight for their season. Brad Holmes at 9 o'clock. But after the update, the internet's fighting about it. It's a classic internet debate. We'll get to it. It's 97.1.